Oh, that's one of the greatest songs of all time. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane in studio. Brando behind the board. We're 8 days out from the NFL draft. Let's bring in our good friend Terry McCormick from TitanInsider.com. Terry, we're a week out, 8 days out, and we were talking earlier. Jerry Jones is kind of sniffing around out there with his 12-20. I believe, Terry, he's going to screw this all up for the Titans. They're not going to get Jeremiah Love, and I'm going to be pissed 8 days from now.
Well, you and a lot of other Titans fans probably would be, Joe. Unless he gives those two picks to the Titans, and they certainly, you know, could benefit from more picks, because I think this is a team that has a lot of holes in a lot of places. And, you know, honestly, I was on team trade back last year when the Giants offered four picks for the number one overall pick. But, you know, they liked Cam Ward enough and felt like he was enough of an upgrade at quarterback that they couldn't pass him up. And I think the other reason maybe that was, you go back and you look at the 2025 draft and the way it turned out after that first season of a lot of those players, there weren't a lot of guys really lighting it up out there as rookies, you know. I mean, Abdul Carter was kind of average. Cam Ward was kind of average. Travis Hunter got hurt. Not a lot of those guys at the top of the draft really stood out last year. So maybe that's why the Titans, you know, as well as liking Cam Ward, maybe that's the other reason they didn't take the haul from the Giants. And, you know, this time around at number four, I still think, even though I would love for them to have Jeremiah Love, I still think you got to be open for business if somebody makes an offer you that you can't refuse because you have so many holes.
So if Jerry does pull up a trade with the Titans, they'd get 12-20 and they'd probably still keep 35, right? This would be a first round swap.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So, okay. I mean, you get three of the top 35. I'm on board with that because I think, you know, now that Reuben Bain, I think Reuben Bain's going to fall to the Nashville Cats in the sixth round. I think he's going to fall fast and fast. I just got a feeling about that. But I mean. If at 12, you're going to miss all the pass rushers. You're not going to get Love. I mean, and Terry, they cannot take a tackle at 12, right? They just can't do it again.
No, no. Look, Joe, if Reuben Bain is there at 12, I jump all over that. If I'm making the trade down, I jump all over Reuben Bain at 12.
Interesting. Terry McCormick's on the line with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Terry, Teron Davenport was on last week with Jake on his show mentioning about Sonny Styles. Are you as high on Sonny Styles as maybe Teron or are the people about this draft?
Well, he's a really good player. I mean, he's kind of the Jeremiah Love of defense in this draft because he's an extremely talented player, probably rated in the top four or five players available in this draft, but like Jeremiah Love at running back, he doesn't play a premium position by being a linebacker. So it's a matter of, you know, do you like him enough to invest a top five pick in him, even though, you know, he plays a position that's kind of become disposable. If you think the talent is there, I'm okay with it. You know, just the same way that I am with Jeremiah Love. If the talent is good enough, you go with it.
Yeah, you make a good point there. Another thing when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, where do you see the Titans potentially grabbing an offensive lineman in this draft? Do you think possibly around rounds 4, 5, and 6?
Well, I think they have to get some offensive line help. You know, obviously you look and, you know, they want to create competition at center and right guard, and right now there are only a couple of guys there. So I think I would start, unless there's somebody that overwhelms you, I would start looking maybe at 66 with that third round pick. And then maybe one in the third and then another one in the fourth or fifth.
What does that say about a guy like Jackson Slater? I mean, they go draft a guy like that a few years ago and then now it's just kind of, I don't know, it just seems like there's not a real end-all be-all for him.
Well,
Jackson Slater didn't like that.
So he could come in and compete. I mean, there's nothing that says he can't win one of those two jobs. But being a late round pick and entering his second year and having played very little as a rookie, you know, he's going to have to fight for it. He's going to have to earn it. It's not going to be handed to him if he was a first or second round pick.
Good point. Terry McCormick's with us, TightEndSider.com. Terry Borgonzi's going to meet the media tomorrow. I got a feeling he's going to talk and say absolutely nothing.
That's kind of what GMs do this time of year, you know? They just kind of talk in circles, and they kind of, you know, give you a hint here and a hint there, but it's really kind of a big bunch of nothing. It's kind of like eating tomato soup and looking for something chunky in it. It's not there.
I do want to know. I mean, he'll give the standard answer, but the input of Robert Saleh on the draft board next Thursday night, how much input does a coach have? Would be with him? You always hear about, oh, we're a team, but are we a team? Do we talk about these picks? I think being transparent within the coaching, like, hey, let's get all this out. What do we think? It's on the same page would be instrumental in rebuilding this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Borgonzi's going to be the one pulling the trigger. He's the guy that's going to be, making those decisions. But he's not going to go against – if Robert Saleh has a deep conviction about a player, about player A over player B, you know, I don't think – unless there's a red flag somewhere with the player that Saleh wanted – I don't think he's going to go against the wishes of his coaching staff, because the old Bill Parcells saying, you know, you're buying the groceries for for somebody to cook something that you want.
Right.
You know, you're not going to, if somebody tells you they want spaghetti, you're not going to buy broccoli.
You're right. Hey, is there a name out there that you're watching that the Titans could possibly take that nobody's talking about? I saw some mock draft yesterday, some dude I never heard of. And he had some player I never heard of going to the Titans at like their trade back to like the 8th pick. Is there somebody out there that maybe we should keep an eye on that maybe, just maybe? And I keep hearing about the Spencer Fano guy from Utah. Offensive lineman, which I'm not on board with, but is there somebody out there, Terry, that's kind of like, keep an eye on this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know per se. You know, they've had a bunch of guys in on 30 visits. I think they had Zion Young, who's like a second-round rated pass rusher, that sort of thing. That may be a guy to keep an eye on if they don't go defensive edge in the first round. I tell you a guy that I like, and I don't know if how much they like him, but every time I watched him in college, he was making a play. And that's that guy Concepcion of Texas A&M. That guy impressed me during the college season. I'd have to take a serious look at him if I'm the Titans and he's on the board in the second round.
That's a good one.
Terry, what is your, I guess, craziest draft scenario in the first round? What happens? Does Dallas trade up with their two first round picks, or is there something else that you might have up your sleeve?
Yeah, that's probably it. Unless Kansas City trades up and gets somebody that they really want. But I think, it's most likely, Jerry Jones knows that his defense was terrible last year after he traded Micah Parsons. So I think Jerry's probably going to be looking to get somebody, if he can, to help fill in on that defense. But then again, knowing Jerry, he might trade up and draft Jeremiah Love just to add more to his offense to go with Dak and those receivers that he's got.
And then, obviously, before we let you go, the recent passing of Dave McGinnis, just your thoughts on him and being one of those reporters that has covered this team.
Well, Dave McGinnis was just a wonderful man. You know, he was a guy who loved football and he loved people. And I think when you talk about Dave McGinnis, I never heard anybody say a bad word about the man. And that's impressive, because, that tells you that's a life well lived in terms of, what people think of you. And he was always willing to help people. And the most amazing thing about Dave McGinnis was, it didn't matter if you were some lowly reporter like me or if you were Tom Brady. If he knew you, he would call you by name. He would strike up a conversation with you. And you felt like he was your best friend when you were talking to him. And I think that's something, that you can – that's really amazing.
Yeah, and to add to that, when I was in TV, we'd bring interns over there, and he would just be so gracious to all the interns, knowing that the intern could really do nothing for him, but he was always – open and talking and look at this if you need anything, and we do interviews with them. I mean, that guy was they don't make many like Dave McGinnis, man.
No, you're absolutely right. They say, like, the mark of character is what do you do for people who can't do anything for you, and and I'd say he passed that test.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one more before you go, and this is, I'm going to love this, Terry, if it happens draft night. If the Raiders do not take Fernando Mendoza, because I think it would absolutely blow the draft up the rest of the night. Remember, you only got 8 minutes now between rounds, right, in the first round? So you don't, you'd be like, what the hell just happened? I would love, it's not going to happen, Terry, I know that, but still, you know, it's never like permanent, like it won't happen, but would that not just blow the draft boards up that night?
It would for one pick, because then the Jets would pounce all over Mendoza at number two, because they are in desperate need of a quarterback as well, because they're using Geno Smith as a bridge, and who knows what they've got behind him. So, yeah, it would blow it up momentarily, but it would certainly make for some interesting TV for a little bit.
Oh, that's great. Terry, where can people find your work?
You can find me on Twitter or X at TerryMC13, at any of the Main Street media outlets, or at TitanInsider.com.
Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week before the draft. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good, Joe. Thanks.
All right. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Been covering that team a long time. It's going to be interesting.
Very.
Especially with the Jerry Jones thing now. Now I'm looking, I've wrote down 12, 20, 35. I think that was my locker combination at McGavick. That's the draft choices they would get.
Lottery numbers tonight.
It could be, right? 12, 20, 35. Almost, I don't know. I
put four in there. Why not?
They're giving up four.
I know. I'm just saying, though, it's another number you could add to your lottery.
I've got enough numbers. I can't remember anything.
But do you have go-to numbers, or you just go with the auto?
21. I told you. The Powerball Mega Millions, all with 21, hits a lot. A lot. I should be a lottery expert. I've never won, but I play enough that I should do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll react to what Terry said about the Titans draft. Would you be okay if you traded back to 12 and 20? You still got your 35. You're getting three of the top 35 players in the draft. I don't mind it. I want to hear from you guys. 615-737-1025. As we're 8 days out from the draft. Back with more right here. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Natural Hotel.